98.1 Minnesota's new country. That's George Burge and Cowboy Songs at 7:05. Paul and Kelly in the morning, and it's time to talk Norseman hockey.
Hey!
We've got all kinds of guests in our studio today. Coach Exter is here, and he brought a special guest with him. Sam Crane is with us. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Thanks for having me.
Get nice and close to that microphone so
Sounds
we can.
Good.
There he is. All right, we are excited about game Friday night.
So many great things going on. Skate Free Charlie presents the 3rd annual Doxy Dash.
Woo!
Can't get more exciting about that. Hockey players, hockey coaches in the area, wear your jersey, wear your coat, you get in for free.
Yeah.
There's one outstanding thing going on. Okay, what's the next thing? Bring a dog toy or a dog gift. What happens then? The first 100 of those that bring one of those gifts gets a free t-shirt.
That's
not bad at all.
You can bring cat food, dog food, anything like that, right? Dog food, especially since it's going to go to
leashes,
Rough Start Rescue.
Dog food, kitty litter, whatever it takes. You get in there, you're going to get a great t-shirt. What's it cost to get in our gains? $10?
Mm-hmm.
What store can you go to and get a great t-shirt for $10? There aren't many.
No.
But then there's also another third great thing that's happening that night. Who's singing the national anthem? Who's singing it?
I'm singing it.
Congratulations, Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly's singing the anthem. Nothing could be going on Friday night on 7 at 7. Friday night at 7, and I'd want to get out to the game just to hear and see that happen. So that's three great things going on. What's the fourth great thing? We're going to be wearing these special jerseys for Skate Free Charlie. They're going to be raffled off at the end of the game. They're cool jerseys. Why? They tie the community together. St. Cloud Crush, which Charlie played, St. Cloud Norseman, where Erica, his mom, plays a significant role in our organization, combined together, it represents both colors, and they're going to be nice jerseys you can wear around town. That's four great things. The fifth great thing, we don't stop around here. Sammy Crane's going to be on the ice, and he's live in studio.
Yeah, Sammy! So, we want to talk to you. How long have you been with the Norseman?
This is my 3rd year with the Norseman. I've loved every year, and every year just seems to get better.
Didn't you say you're from Illinois?
Yeah, I'm from Illinois, the suburbs, Aurora.
Are you a fan of the Bears?
Huge fan of the Bears. Awesome win on Saturday, and looking forward to this week.
I bet.
They snuck one out, but all Bears fans know one thing. The Pats are still alive. Look out. Patriots.
Sam, so you're the captain. You get to wear the C on your jersey. What does that mean to you?
It's obviously a big honor, and what a great opportunity it is to lead and lead by example and, help my teammates always be there and just, get better on the ice and, lead them into battle every night.
What's your favorite thing about hockey? I mean, you've been playing, since you were 3 years old or something? How long?
Scoring goals, that's a lot of fun. But also just winning as a team, that feeling, it's hard to replicate and it's just amazing.
Yeah, I bet. Have you been on the ice since you were little?
I started skating when I was 3 years old.
I bet.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
No, so you just grew up on skates.
That's what they do, right?
Yeah.
Now, Sam, the season probably has not gone the way that you were hoping it would have gone, at least so far, right? What do you do to rally the players, being the captain, to kind of get them up, get them ready for games? Because every game counts at this point.
No, it's definitely been a roller coaster this year, but, you got to have that mindset that it's not over until it's over. You don't play until the final buzzer, don't play the scoreboard. And I think you just got to get better every day and have a positive mindset.
Coach, what's it mean to have a guy like Sam Crane wear the C for you?
Oh, it's been great. It's just the leadership example that he's had as far as how he brings it to work every day. Best way of leadership is example, right? We read books, we do a lot of things. The one thing we're picking up, it's well said is better than well done. No, well done. Take it back, erase. Well done is better than well said. And Sam represents that every single day. He's a great example of how he performs, and yes, he also has to have the power of the words behind it, and he has both of them, which is what true leaders have. So he's doing a great job there, and it's our team. We're going to be fighters right till the end this whole season.
Yeah,
love that. Friday night, 7:00 at the Mac. Come on out, pack the Mac. We want to see a lot of people there. Lots of opportunities. Coach listed off 5 great things that are happening, and they're going to continue to happen on the ice. Home and home against the Shamrocks of Watertown.
$1,000 worth of gifts going out that night. How can't you want to get to a game? Kelly's singing the anthem. How can you miss that? Sammy's on the ice. Dogs are on the ice.
Dogs
this is going to be
ice.
A great event. All you have to do is wear a coat with a hockey logo on it, wear your jersey, you get in for free. Yeah. And I want to say this once again. I'm going to get this right. We try over and over again. Well done is better than well said.
I love that.
And the way to do it is get to the game, 7:00 Friday night.
See the hockey players and see 22 little wiener dogs sliding across the ice. It's going to be great. Thank you both for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
7:10, a little music here for you from Ella Langley and Riley Green on 98.1 Minnesota's New Country.